Just minutes from the hustle and bustle of the city, tucked away on one of the most exclusive cul-de-sacs in Oak Bay's prestigious Uplands neighborhood, is a secluded oceanside oasis. This is all about privacy and location, 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 says listing agent and realtor Jason Bynab of the agency. It's a rare south-facing exposure in the Uplands, so you have all-day sun but also lots of shaded areas, thanks to mature trees and the beautiful landscaping. Set on just over half an acre with more than 200 feet of private oceanfront and breathtaking panoramic views and gorgeous gardens, the gated Tarn Place property feels like your own private resort. We love that our home is tucked away and so private, says the homeowner, who's owned the house for 26 years. It is like living in the country, yet minutes from so much. The gardens are like living in Butchart Gardens, and we have stunning views of Mount Baker, of sunrises, of southern sunshine, and the private beach is perfect for launching our kayaks. The special spot was created by subdividing the property next door several decades ago. Built in 1980 and designed by well-known Victoria architect Pamela Charlesworth, the Tudor-style home underwent extensive renovations in 1999, a year after the homeowners purchased it, and again in the early 2000s to add an addition that includes guest quarters, a breezeway, and a double-car garage with a multi-purpose rec room and hobby area above it. We had the good fortune with our significant renovation to have Pamela Charlesworth help us incorporate a more contemporary interior design and expanded footprint, while still maintaining the elegance and charm of the English cottage she had originally designed, the homeowner said. The homeowners have poured a lot of love into this passion project over the years, including a new open-concept chef's kitchen, family room with a gas fireplace, and an adjacent dining area that's cozy enough for family meals but also great for entertaining. A large mud room and laundry, with separate entry, was also added in 2010. It's a great spot for shaking the sand off after beach adventures. The main floor also has a spacious, formal living room with a gas fireplace, and an English estate-inspired wood-paneled den at the end of one wing. The guest suite is on the opposite wing, and all of the rooms have big windows and stunning views of the Salish Sea. My favorite part is being able to see the ocean from all the rooms, the homeowner says. It was designed so perfectly to fit in with the lot. Upstairs, you'll find a luxurious primary retreat with a balcony off the bedroom and vaulted, floor-to-ceiling windows to take in the stunning view. The character-filled, six-piece bathroom has arched doorways, double vanities, a large walk-in shower, and a big soaker tub that has one of the best views in the city. Another bathroom and two large bedrooms on the top level were also designed to maximize the view. But as beautiful as this home is, it's the sprawling outside area that's the real showstopper. With several patios, lush green lawns, gorgeous, hand-built stone walls, an outdoor kitchen area, a private hot tub overlooking the water, and direct access to a sheltered and sandy beach cove, the property is coastal living at its finest. We kayaked right out our back door to the Royal Victoria Yacht Club for dinner, walked to Willows Beach on Saturday afternoons, and were a short drive to the Victoria Golf Club for our family golf. The homeowner says of how lovely it was to raise their two sons here. The spectacular garden was designed by Lily Maxwell and is meticulously maintained. But as much as the homeowners love the property and made many happy memories, they're now based in Alberta and don't get to spend much time at it. For the last several years, this vacation home has been occupied for less than 2 months a year as we travel a great amount, the homeowner says. Sitting in Adirondack chairs on the sun-drenched corner point that juts out into the water, I can't imagine ever wanting to leave. This is my favorite spot, says Jason, sitting beside me. I've seen killer whales in the water, and this is where the homeowner and I sat to chat about life. I also cold plunged off the rocks here, and I saw seals. It's pretty special. This article is from the fall edition of Tweed.